to offer our special congratulations to Pastor Mandy. Those who are going to receive the sacrament of confirmation, to your parents, grandparents, family, teachers, and friends. So, dear parents, on the day of Pentecost, the apostles received the Holy Spirit as Jesus had promised. They received the power to give the Holy Spirit to others, often with the gift of tongues, as is mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles. Bishops are successors of the apostles. They personally confer the Holy Spirit on the baptized, as I will prove in a few minutes with you. Even without the gift of tongues, we know the coming of the Holy Spirit in confirmation by faith. He fills our hearts with love for God, unites us in faith, guides us in our vocation in life, and works within us to make the church one and holy. In fact, confirmation completes the work of baptism. So dear candidates, the gift of the Holy Spirit, which you are about to receive, will be a spiritual sign and seal to make you more like Christ and more perfect members of His church. At His own baptism, Jesus Christ was anointed by the Spirit and sent up on His public ministry. He set the world on fire. Now you will receive the power of Christ's Spirit and the sign of the cross on your forehead. You must witness to the world of His suffering, death, and the resurrection. Your life should always reflect the goodness of Christ. Use the gift of the Holy Spirit to build up the people of God in unity and love, as Jesus did. Some years ago, I met an American young man in a Vietnamese detention camp in Hong Kong. He had lived a very comfortable life in the United States, was able to take trips, and had many friends. But one day he learned about the sufferings of the Vietnamese refugees in the detention camp here in Hong Kong. He was particularly struck by the difficult situation of the young boys who had nothing to do, so he volunteered to come here to teach in the Vietnamese camp. He not only taught English, but he also taught the boys how to play guitar. Through his teaching and friendship, the boys' conduct improved. He was sure that this was where Jesus wanted him to be. He worked here for more than 2 years, giving witness to the love of Christ for the people. In March of the Jubilee year 2000, our Holy Father John Paul II visited the Holy Land. Time magazine in April of the same year came out with a special coverage of his trip. I was attracted by one of the stories relating to his encounter with a 69-year-old Jewish woman. The story story goes like this. When World War II ended, a 14-year-old Jewish girl, Edith, was released. Like many others from the labor camp in Poland, as soon as the gate opened, she ran toward the railway station in order to leave the camp. Because she had nothing to drink and eat, she was hungry, thirsty, and tired after running for a while. All of a sudden, she met a handsome Polish centenarian who saw her situation and gave her food and drink. Because she was so weak, he carried her 3 miles to the railway station. The Jews who noticed her warned her not to talk to the centenarian, as he would persuade her to abandon her religion and convert her to Catholicism. When the train left, she could still hear him call her name. And after 30 years, she heard that Destiny became the Pope. At that time, she wanted to meet him and thank him. In March of Jubilee year 2000, she succeeded in meeting him. When she met him in the Holy Land, she realized that she was not the only one who was helped by the centenarian. Our Holy Father followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and he offered his unconditional love to the Jewish girl whom he did not know. He gave us a good example. Therefore, dear candidates, let us become the best friends of the Holy Spirit, be active members of the Church. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, give our lives completely in the service of all people, as in Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. May God bless you all.